Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Or no, an episode,
it's
an episode.
Like we're having so much fun off air, you know.
Yeah, you guys don't even
just
know
turn,
what's going
turn
on.
Turn the mic on and.
We're talking about how Patrick fell over.
Yeah, shout out to Patrick who fell over.
Episode three, Patrick fell over. Sam,
so,
hi. Hello,
hi. Compliments. Out of practice. Sorry. So today, Viewmaster. Jesus, let me start again. I'm reviewing Doctor Who season 11. A weird controversial choice because I wasn't ever planning on watching the show again because I kind of gave up on it.
Gave up on it at what stage?
So, start of Peter Capaldi's season. So, like, he was he's the 12th Doctor.
So, is he the one that was on... he's played in the political one. Which one's Peter Capaldi? Which one's he?
He's the grey-haired Scotsman.
Yeah, he's
I think he was in like political and like police drama and stuff.
That political one where he just—I can't remember for some reason. My mind was just—it's the best swearing on in any TV show ever.
Oh, he's really good at swearing.
Yeah.
He also played Sid's dad in Skins. That's how I know him. But basically, so if you don't know what Doctor Who is, you're probably not a real person. But it's been around for 37 seasons. Like, this is its 37th season.
Wow.
So it did 26, and then it cancelled itself. Like, I think it was like 15-16 years, and like most of the first seasons have been lost in the archives of the BBC. Like, they've just like don't have any footage of them anymore because they were so
old. The black and white ones and stuff. Yeah. So I remember when I was little watching Doctor Who, coming home from school, watching that freaky psychedelic beginning.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, and just like that was a challenging for a young boy on the North Shore to get involved in that and sort of Cybermen and Daleks and
I mean, and it's a cult phenomenon. Like, people. In England, we'll talk about how they were like hiding behind their couches watching it and stuff as kids. Like, it's a whole thing, and
I've never seen it.
See, but some people have never seen it.
Not an episode.
So it came back in 2005 with Dave Christopher Eccleston, and then David Tennant, and then Matt Smith, and then Peter Capaldi, and now we've got Jodie Whittaker is playing the first ever female Doctor. So basically, how it works is the Doctor is an alien who regenerates himself.
Time Lord.
Time Lord. One of the last living Time Lords.
Yep.
And regenerates themselves like over and over and over. So you could have a new actor play it constantly, like play the same role.
Which is actually a really cool idea for a character because it's it means you can do so many different takes on it and so many different angles on it. And of course, it gives it longevity.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's 37 seasons. But Jodie Whittaker is like the first ever female Doctor, so this is a whole massive, like, important thing. But the best part about the show, because I watched the first two episodes because that's all I could get around to before I fell asleep, was that she's actually a really, really good Doctor, and the fact that she's a female hasn't actually played into any of the characterizations so far that I've seen.
It's interesting too that they seem to get actors who are pretty much at the top of their game as well.
Yeah.
You know, so they are on other things and they've just come off other projects and see that you have seen them on TV as, you know, that those faces being other characters, and they seem to make the transition really well. You know?
Especially in like British TV, like if you're like watching the BBC pretty regularly, you'll have seen all the characters that pop up, like all of the actors that pop up in the show. So this.
It's got old mate from The Chase in there, eh?
Yes. So Bradley Walsh is playing Graham O'Brien, who is from The Chase, and he's like the old kind of grizzled character. And you've got Tosin Cole, who's his step grandson, and he kind of like fills out this kind of crotchety, well, not crotchety, like kind of like emotionally unresolved male, toxic masculinity kind of storyline thing that's going on with him. And then you've got Mandeep Gill plays Yasmin Khan, who's also a police officer, and she's also super capable and super brave and really into just the adventure and stuff, which is good because they've taken the tropes of like damsel in distress and totally like flipped them. And it's one of the first times in recent years that they've had like a large ensemble companion cast, because basically
they travel with the Doctor.
Companion is like a
staple. Like an entourage. It's like an entourage.
So Doctor Who has the same like format over and over and over. There's always an alien to defeat. There's always a companion or a companion or two, and it's always like going to either the past or the present or the future or space.
For a long time, it was sort of like a hot sassy girl, wasn't it?
Oftentimes a hot sassy girl. Oftentimes like will they, won't they, when they never really should have. Because he's like a, you know, million-year-old alien.
Yeah.
She's like a 22-year-old from Sheffield.
Yeah.
But so it's kind of like
always reminded me of those, you know, those stories that there used to be about people sailing around the world and they'd take on sort of like a co-captain sort of, and it'd be like some
like
18-year-old Swedish girl on board with them or something. You just always go, you always think to yourself,
did you need that
Doctor? Did you need that Doctor Who?
But the great thing about this season, which I'm really, really enjoying, is they've actually cut down the episodes from I think it was like 20 to 10, And they've started putting a lot more effort into the production of it all. They've started actually like working on, I don't know, like breaking new ground, like, because it is a tired format, right? Like, this show has been around for so many seasons and done the same thing over and over. Like, there's always a new alien. There's always some, it's like, you know, Monster of the Week kind of episodes.
Yeah,
kind of
but I mean, the good thing is they really do, you know, sometimes it's a dimensional monster, sometimes it's a actual physical monster, sometimes it's a human possessed by a monster, you know, like, and, you know, that's what I quite like about it.
And sometimes they really, like, do some really cool stuff. So, like, the introduction of the angels in Matt Smith's season in the episode Don't Blink, or Blink, I don't know, it was called Blink, and they, like, they're legitimately terrifying. Like, I watched that as, like, a 16-year-old, and I was like, this is nightmare-inducing stuff. When, like, there's a show that's campy and fun and weird and an alien that, like, absorbs people's skin, and then you're like, oh, but also some campy fun, like,
yeah, that's what I still love. I still love the, like, Daleks 1 week, but then Cybermen the next week, and Cybermen gave me the shit.
Yeah, like, there is some stuff that actually is, like, absolutely terrifying. And also this season, I think, is breaking new ground as well, because, as you mentioned to me, I think, Mikey, episode 3, they go, it's called Rosa, and they go to the Rosa Parks, like, the time when it's all happening to Rosa Parks, and
the civil rights
and they've got to fight a white nationalist
hotspot
alien. Yeah. And also, like, deal with the repercussions of the whole Rosa Parks thing. It really, like, creates racism as the monster of the episode, which is quite cool.
Wow,
and, like,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty meta.
And they've never actually done that before. They've never actually, like, tackled social issues in a way that I think is
Did you watch? Is that one of the ones you watched?
I didn't make it. I fell asleep. Yeah. But it's episode 3, so if you guys want to watch it.
I've read some pretty cool, like, it blew some minds, that episode.
Yeah, well, it's definitely the standout episode of the season, I think, which is, like, I'm really keen to watch that and see how it actually, like, that all stacks up. Because I really want to give this season a chance, because I used to watch it religiously. I watched, you know, heaps of it. And then I kind of fell off because Peter Capaldi just wasn't grabbing me the way I wanted him to grab me. Innuendo, I guess. I like what this one's doing. I like the fact that they're taking some time to, like, reinvent the character but not reinvent the wheel. Mm. It's really, really cool.
Right on. So how many episodes are there? I just said right on so many times, I must be
right
tired.
Right on.
So how many episodes are you into? You're into two. It must have been about 7 or 8 by now.
It's all 10 are out.
All right. Okay.
And on TVNZ On Demand, which is always sick.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, doing your own time. Help yourself.
It's very easy.
Help yourself.
So yeah, I reckon go watch it if you guys like.
So that must be nice. That must be nice as someone who used to watch it to come back around to it.
Yeah. No, that's why it's kind of like, it was like comforting.
Comforting.
Yeah. I was like, I'm really excited. I'm going to just watch this show because it's like, I know what to expect and I'm really keen to see what happens.
Nice. All right. I love shows like that.
So now, next week. Next week. Are you with us next week?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to watch the one that you were suggesting.
Little Drummer Girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've heard good things about that.
So that's what I'm going to watch. Because I was going to watch it last night, but it was kind of like too fragile to watch it, so...
What about maybe just to put together a little sort of top five of the year, top seven. I don't know, whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go through what I've watched this year and see what I rate the highest. Oh, also, you know how you weren't here, but I bashed Insatiable, the Netflix TV show, because it's about, like, it was very fat shaming stuff.
I wasn't here, but I've heard nothing but bashing on that show.
Yeah, I bashed that show. But Netflix has now released another film called Dumplin', which is a really similar concept. It's a overweight girl doing a beauty pageant in the South, with, like, a really cool female actress as it playing her mother, this time being Rachel from Friends. Well, I've lost her name. Who's Rachel from Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. So it's got Jennifer Aniston in it. And it looks really, really good, so I might have to not be so mad at Netflix about fat-shaming this time, so I'm going to watch that as well.
Okay. All right, anyway, cool.
But yeah,
thank you, Sam.
Top 5 next week. See you then.
See you at the Christmas party?
Yes.
See you on Thursday.
Bye. That was Viewmaster on 95BFM. Mikey Havoc Breakfast. With coffee on the boil, thanks to Carajo's Coffee Co. I can't find a copy of the Symphony of Harmony and Invention's performance of Buck Weinuck's Oratorium. What's Christmas without German singing?
Yeah, I saw that at Marbeck's.
And I promised I would get my podiatrist Christmas with Boney M. Mm.
Well, yeah, Marbeck's definitely had that.
Ideal growth, my bonsai chrysanthemum needs Hayley Westenra's classic Christmas Magic Christmas.
Right. I really think you should go to Marbeck's.
Marbeck's. CDs, LPs, DVDs, everything you can't find anywhere else. Queen's Arcade, 34 Queen Street, or online at marbecks.co.nz.
The ocean. When I feel a certain way, I just walk down and stare into the waves, you know? The ocean, it's like my big, strong husband. Sometimes we share a rum together. Did you know Mount Gate is the oldest rum in the world? It's made on the same hilltop with the same water source and all that since 1703. 300 years of quality rum. An infinity of ocean. Mount Gay rum is time well spent. Whether you're making rum or making friends, make it time well spent.
Hey man, do you have anything by Eat, Pray, Hate?
Sure, coming up.
Oh, you're just going to play it?
Yes.
You're not going to say it's not in the system, or you'll try find it, but you're not sure, or you don't take requests?
This is the request show.
Shit! When does the next show start?
Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m, the Jukebox Parlor is taking all your requests, and we know you have requests. Jukebox Parlor with Soong. Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m, only on 95BFM.
Like an AP, put work in the rhyme, no lazy. Lifted like I'm trying to lose kgs. Get to the bone, I'm crazy. Hey, they took off like I owed them. Piss off, you a modem. With the signals, you be throwing your connections in the soil mud. Lagging, bruv. I've been to Carib with Daz and Dula. Back in the grass for Moolah. Puff on the gas for Uma.
Why they keep hating a little on me? Mister, I always say I'm 17. Mister was made to sit in limousine. Holiday caught me a whiff, but I mean, that's only if my money long like Cinnaby, Michelin energy, I am a star. Rapping for you is a shot in the dark. Rapping for me is just proof that I'm on. Savvy on blanc, I stole that shit and I gave it to mom. Mad at me, huh? Better get used to it, boy, I ain't done. Savvy on blanc, I stole that shit and I gave it to mom. Mad at me, huh? Better get used to it, boy, I ain't done.
So we don't show no love. Chillin' by the pool, yeah, we go all out. We don't want no problems, but we ready to go. If I get the call, I tell him say no more. Walk it, acting cool, so we don't show no love. Chillin' by the pool, yeah, we go all out. We don't want no problems, but we ready to go.
We stay ready.
Testimony been real since the bank was lonely. Been here trying to get the money. If you wanna, better take it from me.
Might keep it on me, might keep it on me.
No holes in my testimony. Been real since the bank was lonely. Been here trying to get the money. If you wanna, better take it from me.
Might keep it on me, might keep it on
10,
me.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Sunny the grip.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We ready to run. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Sunny the grip.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We ready to, ready to, ready to.
If I get the call, I tell him say no more. Walk it, acting cool, so we don't show no love. Chillin' by the pool, yeah, we go all out. We don't want no problems, but we ready to go.
We stay ready, we stay ready, we stay ready, ready or not. We stay ready, we stay ready, we stay ready, ready or not. We stay ready, we stay ready, we stay ready, ready or not. We stay ready, we stay ready, we stay ready, ready or not.
We'll be right back.
time to a schedule. What will the answer be? Is it suicide run till the work gets done? Cause the metric script don't say. Come pew, 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 pew.
I've got a double pass to John Prine to give away. Border Radio presents John Prine at the Bruce Mason Centre, February 27th. You love John Prine. Marlon Williams loves John Prine. You love John Prine. If you want to go, just text John Prine to 5395 with your Simplicity B card. Do it now.
Live at the Logan Campbell Centre, January 12th. 95BFM presents Anderson .Paak.
Well done, Teresa. You just won those John Prines. Swift. This track's called The Chase, featuring Kaja Bonet by Anderson .Paak. BFM.
Yeah. See, you know I hit it almost every time and then I miss one. How we gonna get ourselves up out of this one? Hard to get up from this like Sonny Liston. Feel like a Zay and Lambie with the Pistons. Bad boys but no Will Smithin', only real fiction. Got to the fork in the road, a split decision. I could even split everything, my own decisions. That would take a little more time and more wisdom. That would take a little more grind and more vision. What's the difference between the poor and the rich man? Standing in line, I have a wristband. These are lessons you learn with no tuition. With your hands I can hold.
There's no weight without hands to imply who we are, who we see so much clearer now. It may not be in their sights, but that don't take us out of clear view. Hold on, hold tight, hold tight, hold on. If not for you, then I
hold on and ride for your own. Together in spirit form.
BFM News Headlines.
Faya Kane coming up on your news on the hour. Wellington City Council went against engineering advice in its approval of a major waterfront building that was damaged in the Kaikoura earthquake. Pacifica nurses in New Zealand say the pathway for nurses to practice in this country is too difficult. In response to 4 weekends of violent protests, France's President Emmanuel Macron is promising a minimum wage rise and tax concessions. And leaders from 164 countries are agreeing to a global pact to see an action to prevent suffering and chaos for global migration. Whakarongo tonu mai. Stay tuned for these stories in full, along with your weather and surf at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much indeed. And The Wire, of course, is our current affairs flagship show. Happens at midday every weekday. Tell us what's on The Wire, guys.
Great. Well, I'm trying to speak to a broadcast journalist about our responsibilities as broadcasters. That's our worry week this week, so that'll be interesting if I can nail that down.
Be nice to get that just nice and clear, wouldn't it? What are my responsibilities as a broadcaster?
Totally. I think
what are yours, Mikey?
Fuck knows.
So I'm also wanting to speak to Shakti Wellington, which is a migrant women's refuge, about their current funding and their petition to Parliament. And Justin's going to have a piece on Brexit. I was going to say breakfast. Specifically what the deal is about.
Big bowl of Brexit.
Yeah, just some cereal, breakfast. And the latest reaction to the whole thing. So that's us.
Did you see what came out this morning about it? I thought that you might be quite hyped about that.
Story. About Brexit?
Yeah, that they had to postpone the vote.
It just blinds me with boredom, to be honest.
Does it?
A little bit, yeah.
One time I came on and you got super hyped about it.
About Brexit?
Yeah.
I thought it was all going to be just done and dusted and finished. I want just to finish now. Just tidy it up.
Well, when we hear Justin's hot takes, we'll understand.
Mm. You keep playing those cards close to your chest there, Justin, don't you? What's going on? Don't tell us. Don't save it for the wire. All right. Because I get Brexit. Too much Brexit. Here Brexit. There Brexit. You know, and then I just feel like they just sort of just...
Wow, you're really hyping up our show, Mikey. teaser, tune in.
Tune in for someone who knows what they're talking about when it comes to Brexit. Yeah, it's at midday today. Thank you very much.
Ew.
All right. How'd you say? Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Ew. Here's North Shore Pony Club.
You did it.
You'd be a North Shore pony, wouldn't you, Mary Margaret?
Oh, I don't know why you brought that up on air.
Did you just go to the pony clubber? Hey, congratulations, Elias, you won the Calexico ticket. I should have said that too.
Oh,
It's Māori words, because he waka eke noa. Ho ake tātou.
Today, our bonds are forged in blood and iron. Today, we take Great Grithel the Dragon. Ho ake tātou. To our destiny. Not you though, Brian. Pay your membership, Brian. Terrible. Get it together.
Ho ake tātou. Māori words. Karawhiua. Give it a go.
It's music. The originator. BFM, the original originator. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device on 95BFM.com.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Now, listeners, there's not many things that will really get under my skin and really drive me crazy, but this next topic is one of those things. Please welcome onto the show Julia Schmack. Hi, Julia, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, thanks.
Thanks for coming on. You're a PhD candidate in biological sciences here at Auckland University, and you're here to talk about the villain of the insect world, the wasp. See, like I said to you before, do you love wasps? And you said yes, and now you're sort of blushing when I say it. And that's quite exciting, because tell us why we should love wasps. Why are wasps so interesting, and what are you doing with them? Surely they're just evil. Evil personified.
Oh my god. So I'm gonna tell you some advantages of wasps in their native range, but I have to distinguish between here and the native range. So they are very important.
Before you do that, tell us why did you choose wasps?
Yeah, I get this question a lot, but I think I've always liked the underdog.
Yeah.
And the misunderstood. Sure, yes. I see what I mean. Oh, yeah.
They're not that misunderstood.
The bad boy
here.
Of the insect world. I'm
That's
with you.